Gary, something you never experienced before, this team missing the playoffs, obviously not going to sit well.
No, I mean, it was our own doing, so it won't sit well. At the same time, the boys turned around, they battled the last couple of games, and I wish I could have did a better job in the middle of the season and found some way to shake things up and get a win throughout that 6-game losing streak. Obviously, that was the downfall of our season. So, disappointing, but at the same time, I think we made a lot of steps forward and maybe started paying dividends a little bit too late in the season.
What happened there with that last possession?
Johnny went for a skip pass. Sutter made a read, but he didn't see the guy stepping back down in the play. Maybe he could have went to the crease, maybe he could have did this, maybe he could have did that, but it worked out the way it did. And we just wanted an opportunity to tie the game or win the game at the end, and we had that. So I can't complain too much.
Talking about Tavares, you said this morning that it looked like he wouldn't go. When did you decide that he would be able to play today?
He only played on a power play. He didn't play a regular shift, but he's such an influential player on the bench, and he did a great job last week when he was injured to encourage the guys, and I thought he did a great job of that tonight. And it's unfortunate that that our season ended on that play, but hopefully Johnny will be back next year. I know we all want him back, and hopefully we'll give him a better outcome.
All right, guys, another decent game today, and he made some good saves. What do you think of him, and then how's Anthony doing?
Anthony was still, after the shoot-around this morning, he was pretty dizzy. He came to me and said, there's no way I can play tonight. So, we had to go with Wagger. I thought Wagger played really well, made some big stops. I think we just made a couple of really big mistakes and gave him a good opportunity to score some goals. They shot up a little bit better than we did, and that was the difference in the game.
The offense seemed to struggle to get inside after that first quarter. Was it anything particular their defense was doing with the pressure, or just a lack of will to get to the goal?
Well, I don't know. I think you go back and watch it. They're not a pressure team. They pack it in, and they just plug the middle. That's what they do, and they rely on their goalie. Like I said, we had a lot of shots knocked down in the second quarter. I thought we had passed up on a lot of good opportunities trying to get too close to the net. You can score on Matt from the outside. You don't have to be on top of the crease. And I thought we got into the, trying to force it to the middle, and that's what they do. Is they plug in the middle and they give you the outside shots. And, for some reason, we just didn't want to take them.
Somewhat a small factor in the game, but Mike Hominick gets called for delay a game when he scoops the ball on the floor. And then in the fourth quarter, one of the Nighthawks did the same thing to you guys. I don't know if you saw it. And then they ended up scoring
I thought they did it twice, but... it is what it is. You should be able to overcome one bad call in a game. I thought the reffing was fine. I thought our power play was pretty good in the first half, and I don't think we got an opportunity late, and we didn't bury that. That's another opportunity we had that we sort of let slip by. We had a really good chance with Dane right in front of the net, and Matt made a nice save. Kudos to them. They're a good team, and the record isn't what that team is, and I think they showed that last year, and I expect them to make a deep run this year.
Darius, you've had a lot of highs in your coaching careers and not many lows. Has this been as frustrating a season as you've had in some time?
No. You know why? Because, we didn't really – you always expect to play for a championship, and that's your goal at the start of the season. But at the same time, with all the turnover, we knew there was going to be growing pains, and we knew we were going to have to really get this team on the same page. And, I thought we did a good job in the first half of the season, and then, everything sort of went south for a little while, and then, we just didn't have it by the end of the season. Everything that's happened is on us, and, we can improve upon it. So it was frustrating losing 6 games in a row, but at the same time, I think we grew as a team. I think players grew as individual players, and if I'm lucky enough to come back next year, I'd love to coach these guys again.
I was going to say, you're the type of guy that would look forward to that challenge going ahead next year and see some of these kids develop and take it from there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely always look forward to a challenge. You don't want it easy, then you don't really appreciate it. You want to play the best, be the best, and, we always look forward to that challenge as a Buffalo Bandits, as a coaching staff, as, veteran players. That's what we look forward to, and, this year we just, a couple of games we just didn't match up.
If nothing else this year in this league with everybody so bunched together, the line between first and last is minuscule.
Yeah, it's really who comes out and executes, and goaltending is a huge part in this league, and
You know, I know Kaz had his struggles early, then our defense had his struggles, and our offense had his struggles. We just couldn't get 60 minutes of all three units going at once, and, you know, that really hurt us throughout the middle of the season.
Thanks, sir.